Continuing in the Baruch of Arsha Yatzar, we finished off with Reb Schwab last week. Let's go a little bit more to what Reb Schwab says. Reb Shimon Schwab, Lecha Tzadik L'Rocha, Moridigi, unbelievable words, how he explains this unbelievable bracha. We're going to skip around in Reb Shimon Schwab. He says like this. When we say Umafli Lasses, a pella, a wonderment of what the Baruch Hashem created. The Ibn Shalom makes countless nisim, miracles, and wonders for us. We don't even realize, we don't recognize to thank the Ibn Shalom for it. We have no shaykhs understanding how complex the body is, how every single part of the body has exact amount of blood cells and then the molecules and all the different parts. We can't even fathom it. So how could we possibly appreciate it in the proper manner? We don't even understand what's going on in our body. Every second that we're living with the blood pumping here, there, everything working at the same time, we're just beyond ignorant to even realize and recognize how we have to thank the Ibn Shalom. He goes through a whole bunch, he says, I'm just giving you a few of them just off the top that we have no clue how they really work and it's so complicated. If the blood and part of the body would congeal and it wouldn't flow anymore, person would die. Person wouldn't live at all. One moment. There's no room, opening, closing. He's constantly healing us. We don't realize that. Every second, we're alive, we're standing here, we're sitting here, we're eating, we're talking, we're doing anything. It's a miracle. It is a miracle. God is healing us. By making everything work properly, he's in essence healing man. That's what he's doing. Why don't we make this bracha every second? We should constantly make a bracha Asher Yatzar. Every second, Asher Yatzar. He created my version, created us, that we're such so complicated bodies and so on and so forth. Why don't we make the bracha specifically when we go to the bathroom, when we get rid of the extra, the psalus, the size, the excrement, all the other things that we don't really need in the bugoth. We look at it as part of nature. We don't realize the godless of being able to go to the bathroom of what it means. He says, he used to say over that anytime a person comes out of the bathroom, he should send a telegram to where? The Kreva, to all his relatives. Sheyatzah b'sholem, that he came out healthy, everything is good. Baruch Hashem, look, I'm healthy. I got rid of the psalus that's in my goof. I'm healthy, able to walk around and be a human being and continue life. Meridik, send a telegram. We'll skip around a little bit here. We say in one of the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, "Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rafeinu she'enu v'nei v'shei kisi asein ata." V'akavone b'haisofa kisi he losi ata. She'enayim came b'shar b'koshes kisi he losi. That's Ribbono Shel'Olam's tehila, his praise. He should hold on to mahalalim. We're constantly praising. We're mahal the Ribbono Shel'Olam, mishabchem laHakadosh Baruch Hu al-Rafua. V'hi tehila tamidah shebechol shor sheyotzim asiyas shochem mizbayinim al hanes hatamidah shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Imonu lasikenu v'bias. Imonu mishabchem v'ayim shuroyfei kol basar v'zehu machlasis. This is the pella, the wonderment of the Ribbono Shel'Olam of what the whole guf, the way it works, and that we get rid of the refuse, we get rid of the psalus. It's unbelievable. And now he says we're going to go into a little bit more details of the words. Let's discuss a little bit about the actual words of the bracha over here. He has a few issues. And he says it. So Kala Baruch Hashem Eidei Anshin Esed Osher Yibneim Kama Neviim Ba'al Ruach HaKodesh Kaya Yishu Daik B'chol Mila Mila. This is a bracha that's not created by me or you. Every word had a meaning, had a deep meaning. So let's be medayik a little bit. Psichas HaBaruch Asher Yotza Esa Adam. We start off Asher Yotza Esa Adam B'chachma. His first question is, why do we say the Bereshit created every living? You have animals, you have the chickens, you have the cows. They also go to the bathroom. They also were created without the bathroom. They also created with chokhmah. All the animals are also complicated. Maybe not as complicated as man could be, but they're also kind of also the chokhmah. So why do we specifically say man? When we say Reifik Chobasar Machla, I say they will include everyone. Over here we say, oh, Yotza Esa Odom Lechachma, Kumashinah Chobasar Virchayim. Uma Inin Is Yachsus Shvach Zed Afkali Tzirs Odom. That was his first question. Oh, Yesh Lai Mashai Mash Yotza Esa Odom Lechachma, Vahanus Bias Hanus Chavim Vahachalulim. Why is it so great that the Rosham created within us the Nekovim and the Chalulim Chalulim? Why do we repeat it? We say, Uvar avoy nikavim nikavim chalulim chalulim. We discuss nikavim means openings, chalulim means cavities, but whatever it is, why do we say, you want to say mean a lot, which a lot of the Mefarshim explain, it means a lot. A lot of nikavim. The Belly Rabbah says, you don't realize there's gazillions of pores we have. There's nikavim coming out of that wazoo. Every part of our body has gazillions of pores that allows us to breathe and live, which we don't realize either. But he says, why don't you say nikavim rabim? Say many nikavim. Chalulim rabim. What's nikavim nikavim? Maybe we see such a thing, we double to say a lot. He says another question. Golu v'yadua lefnei kisei chevedech. Why are you bringing in the kisei kavod? The only other time he says, where do we say kisei kavod? In Rosh Hashanah. He says, so Loshin Zem Atzinu B'yayim Hazikaron on Rosh Hashanah, the Musa Shor Rosh Hashanah, ain't Shikha the Kisei Chodacha. We say in front of the Kisei HaKovid, in front of the Rebbeinu, there's no Shikha. Rebbeinu doesn't forget anything. That's the only time he says, that the Rishab says that we find this Loshin of Kisei, ain't Goli doesn't Kisei Chodacha. Why is it appropriate over here? Another question. We say, E'ef Shel Eskayim V'lamoid Lefonecha. E'ef Shel Eskayim, it would not be possible to survive, and to stand before you. It's repetitive. He actually is great. It's not impossible to survive, to stand, period. Well, and you should know, and stand before you. Well, if you're not alive, you can't stand before you. It seems repetitive. V'hine neshama loichem itachas kisei hakovod. You know where neshama comes from? From the tachas kisei hakovod. Asher mohus hakisei hila maila me'asagoseinu. We can't even understand it. No man could see and live. We say, I am come kivoide. The malachim don't know what the kisei kavod is. We certainly have no shaykes. He's beyond, he's above any creature, any being, any creation of this world. His is hidden on some level. Again, he's shown on some level, we discussed this at length, but he's certainly hidden. We don't understand. Rebbeinu took this holy, holy thing, which is called a neshama, and he connected it, attached it to a chumiyus thing called the guf, the body. This guf that has refuse in it, that gets rid of refuse. I mean, it talks about, and you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, about you're not allowed to make brachas in the bathroom and all the things. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's moist, moist plates. It's disgusting. I mean, it's a mystic thing that when you go to the bathroom, it's not something that's pleasant. If either one is not alive, then they have to be connected. If there's no guf, there's no neshama. There's no neshama, there's no guf down here. You can't have neshama dies, that's it. Neshama's gone, leaves a person that the guf dies. You need both. He says, all Eivarim, the limbs of a person, are they're nurtured from the Meichel Adam. going to army kabbalas chalik miyuchad hakrivayim chalik miyuchad. You won't know what it says nikoven nikoven. Every single part of the guf, every hole, every chalulim, every different part, the body is so complicated. When you eat something and it has vitamin A and vitamin C and whatever else it has, I don't know, some of the candy wheat maybe has no vitamins, I don't know where that's going. That's also nourishment, the sugar, whatever it is. But the nourishment gets distributed to the body so perfectly that every aver, every limb needs a specific amount. So the covenant, I'm not just saying that there's many. It wants to stress to us that it's going into every right part. That aver on the bottom of your foot needs a little bit, just a tiny little bit of that candy corn that you just ate, the white part and the orange part of the candy corn, and it's amazing. It's not to be believed, he said. He says technically when you have, you know, the big guy around, you have the small guys, you go to a river and you see a big fish and you see a whole bunch of small fish and you're going to throw challah to the fish. Who do you think is going to get all the challah? The big fish is pushing all the little fish out of the way and it's getting all the fish. He says it, that the big avar, the big glands, the big parts of the body should grab all the nourishment and leave nothing for the little guys. He says, doesn't work like that. Floyd said, "Borei Bosh Gamay Bar Maktanim BeYosim Asigim Hanochot Lehem VeNe Eber Agadol Mafkiyah Chalkay." The big Avon can't take away from the small ones. Every single part of the body gets what it needs. V'Chibar Shnei Afchoyim Hafochiyim. These things that they contradict each other. Ruach VeHageshem Nimtzer Rak Min Hanushi SheNiver B'Tzel Malikim. You can only find this concept in man. It was created with a Tzel Malikim. Kach Nikva Nusa Brocha Zuach Yotze Esa Odom. Because the concept of taking the neshama, animals don't have neshamas. Animals have a living being. It was taka created with tremendous chachma. That's true. But we're not pointing out just the chachma. We're pointing out something greater than the general chachma. We're pointing out this unbelievable thing that we have in neshama and a guf that I put together. Everything down in this world has something connected. We have 248 limbs down here. There are 248, we can't understand this, but there's 248 ruchniyistig limbs. He says, you want to know, it says nekavim, nekavim? We're saying nekavim, the nekavim that we understand now, a guf has nekavim, and the nekavim of the ruchniyist. That's also nekavim. And chalulim that we have down here, and there's chalulim upstairs. When a person does a mitzvah, he keeps the Ramach mitzvahs, the 248 mitzvahs, and he keeps the Shesav Loisa says. He's nurturing his guf down here, but more than that, you know, what is he really nurturing? He's nurturing his ruchni, his guf, his ruchni, his body. V'lamoy lefanecha. We say v'lamoy lefanecha, and we said before that, E.F. Shaloskai. What does that mean, E.F. Shaloskai? He says, you want to lama this? What's Amida? Amida is Tfilah. We would not be able to survive. We say, or use the same echad mehem, if one of them would be improperly open, or one of them would be improperly closed. Sky would not be able to survive. Why not? What wouldn't be able to survive? The lam roid lefanecha and daven to you. A person has a shalom, has problems with his guf, he doesn't have a clean guf, he doesn't have a guf knocking, he's not allowed to daven. A person has to go to the bathroom, he's not allowed to be daven, he's not allowed to make brachas, you have to go to the bathroom. So he's saying is that you want to, we're saying it in this tefillah here, that what E.F. Shalas Chayim, we can't survive. Why can't we survive? Because we don't have tefillah. Tefillah is such a powerful thing that Baruch Hashem gives us as well. And that's what the concept is for Lamei Lefanecha. And he ends off unbelievable. A person, again, as we said, he has to realize that we don't realize how many times Baruch Hashem is healing us. We have to appreciate that we're constantly being healed. We don't think of it as we're being healed, but every second, a person doesn't know what's going on in his body. It could be right now something chas v'shalom went wrong in a person's body, and it corrects itself. And Baruch Hashem is making it go right. That's unbelievable stuff. And he ends like this. He says, there's a very strange thing that happened in Shmuel. At the time when Eli HaKoyin was Nifter, he says that the Plishtim, they won a victory over the Klal Yisrael. They captured the Aron HaKodesh, and the Plishtim kept it for 7 months. This is all brought down in Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel. He says, while the Aron HaKodesh was in their possession, HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicted the Plishtim with a terrible plague. It's a plague, which is, this is the Lashon of the Nach, there's a swelling of the lower bowel. It resulted in hemorrhoids protruding from their bodies, the tissue of which subsequently decayed. While they, this is according from Radak, while they were asleep, the people, mice would come and gnaw at the decaying matter. This is brought down in Tanakh. He says, if not for it bringing down Tanakh, we wouldn't say such things. It sounds pretty horrific. But it goes right there, it says in the Nach. The Plishtim realized why this happened to them. They realized the reason for this epidemic. And they came and they returned to the Aron HaKodesh. And you know what they gave as an appeasement offering? That they gave? They gave 5 golden molds of hemorrhoids and 5 golden mice, corresponding to the 5 molds of hemorrhoids. And these, what was done with these things? With these things of gold? What was done with it? It was put next to the Aron HaKodesh and returned to Bnei Yisrael. Came together. And it says, right, the Gemara says, these gifts are not only accepted by Bnei Yisrael, but they were permanently placed to the Aron HaKodesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When Klai Yisrael got it, they put it in the Kodesh HaKadosh. In fact, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Nun Beis, that this box containing these things will be returned lost of love together with the other kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Unbelievable. What's going on here? It's unbelievable. The holiest thing, the most kodesh thing we have, the Sefer Torah, and this is put near it. What's pshat? The unlikely combination of objects permanently placed in Kodesh HaKadoshim. It shows us, it's an illustration of the makeup of a human being. It's a combination of pure Ruchnias, the Aron HaKodesh, the Luchais, with what? Together with the mundane, the turbid physical body, which will eventually decay and rot, which the mice went and gnawed on. Unbelievable. He says, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place on the earth where man stands, Nechisei Chavedecha, contains unusual combination of these things. And this is what we learn when we say it's make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Roifei Chol Basa Umafli Lases, his wondrous acts of connecting the Ruchnias and the Gashmias. I saw in the Shachar, I'll tell you, Parshas Bahar, he says, Shabbos Ha'aretz Lohem Lo'ochol. Those words, the Rosh HaTevis, is the Gematria Shisa. It's a remez that a person shall yechal adam kol yomayis hashana ela mishal Shabbos kemoy shehoy yoyis hashana. A person should only eat. He should only eat all the sustenance he should eat from. It should be from Shabbos. All the 365 days of the year. Shabbos ha'aris lohem lo'achol should be Shabbos ha'aris lohem for you lo'achol. When should you eat? On Shabbos. V'chein mazim chol ha'shvu hu min Shabbos. We see we count every day. We say Yom Mishin the Shabbos, Yom Sheni the Shabbos. What are we doing? We're counting to Shabbos. He says Le'achla in the Oisius. If you do the gematria of Le'achla with the Oisius, is the gematria of a Malach. What is the Shach telling us? A person when he eats, what's the first step before a person has to go to the bathroom? What does the refuse come from? The refuse comes from what we're eating. Where is it supposed to eat our eating, which ends up in the going to the bathroom of the refuse? Where does it come from? What's its makar? It has to come from Kedusha. You want to know how to thank the Rebbein Shimon properly or make an Asher Yotzar. It has to start with step one. If you're eating Hayyam Yom Rishon Shabbos, you're eating the whole 365 days of the year that I'm eating. What am I eating? I'm eating from the Rebbein Shimon. I'm eating from Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos. I'm not eating just to be a glutton and just to enjoy food, but I'm eating to sustain myself so I can do Avodas HaKodesh. That's the proper way. And if we do that, we can be on the Madrega of a Malach. He says, "Remesh Nasi Yisrael Yom Shabbos Kemalach Loyish Levonim." Person Mamish should become on the level of a Malach. He says, "Shabbos Vayta Nishach Al Teir Zehu Loachol Sheoyle Kise Zehu Leachol is a gematria of Kise Mechein Leachol B'Milui Kaze." He says, "If you do Lamed Aleph Chaf Lamed is gemat Leachol. If you spell it out, Leachol is the gematria Shem Echad." He says it's unbelievable. He says that, what is it? What maybe we could say it. And then see this pshat, maybe from the shach we could say, what is the whole yeshayzel lechol she'ayla kisei? A person, why do we mention over here, uvar avoy nikavim nikavim, and go to yidos nechisei chavaydecha? What's this chisei chavaydecha over here? You won't know, because where does it come from that we're going to the bathroom, are we eating? Are we eating, like we just said, could be on the madrega of a malach? And if we eat on that level, we're taking from Kedusha, Kedusha of Shabbos, and we're just, everything is being done there for Shem Shemayim, we can make Shem Echad, the Gematria of Shem Echad, the Achas of the Burn Shalom, we can get to the Kisei HaKavod. I'm so worried to get Benya Yada today, in Brachos. Person is brought down Mara, that person should not be eating before Davening. Why not? Why shouldn't the person eat before Davening? So I said over here, pshat a couple times already, the name of the Golem says, Mari Digi Pshat, Vaselchu Al Hadam. It says a person shouldn't eat Al Hadam. What does that mean, Al Hadam? What in the world does that mean? Like, you shouldn't eat on blood. And from there, the Gemara learns out that you shouldn't eat before davening. What does that mean? So the name of the Golem says, Mari Digi Pshat, that a person, before he davens, he's down. When after he davens and he goes thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he becomes Adam. He gets the Aleph in front of the Dam, he becomes Alufa Shel Adam. So the Seichel Adam means the person shouldn't eat when he's in a state of Dam, rather he should wait until he becomes Adam. Then he states in the name of God, Mary Yerusha. But I saw today from the Ben Yehuda, he said like this. He said, I'll give you a mashal. There was once a king, and he had a person who was in his kingdom, who he liked very much, and he said, here you go, sir. I am going to give you money that will sustain you and your entire family. He had many kids. It'll sustain your entire family for the whole entire year. 365 days of the year. Okay? Person takes this money, he goes home, and he wakes up in the morning. He's going to go to the market to buy food for his family. He walks by the palace, and he stops at the palace. He stands there for 10 minutes, stares at the palace, and goes and buys his food and comes home. He does this for day after day after day. Finally, his kids ask him, what are you doing? I mean, why are you going to the palace every day and standing there and staring at the palace? He says, because for 365 days of the year, I have enough money. You, the kids, you guys might think that I'm the one that's bringing you the food. It's mine. I have money in my pockets. I am, you know, good for 360 for the entire year. I'm going to go to the market, I'm going to buy food, I'm going to come home, and you're going to say, thank you, Daddy, thank you, Tati, thank you, Abba. Why? Because you gave me the food. Very much appreciated. It's all from you. I want you to realize that it's not from me, really. Yes, I'm the shliach, I'm the intermediary. Where is it from? It's from God. It's from the king, he was saying. But he was saying from the king. It's from the king. The king gave it to me. He just was nice. He didn't come and give it to me every day. He made it easier for me. He gave me the whole year one shot. But technically, he could have come every day and he could have said, here you go. Here's your food. Here's your money. Go buy food. And then you would have seen it. Stuck the Ben Yehuda. A person has to daven first. He shouldn't go take food first. We have money in our bank accounts. We have food. We have everything that we want. Well, we don't have everything but we want. But whatever it is that we have, we think it's ours. God gave it to us. I have $5,000 in the bank. It's my $5,000. No! God is giving it to us. We gotta daven first before we do anything else, before we're gonna go eat and enjoy and take part of this world, Olam Hazeh. We first have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo and daven to him and recognize that while I have the money in the bank and I technically maybe could have gone, not daven, and gone and bought myself a Danish, I know where I got the money from to buy the Danish. I got it from you.
Rav Shor explained once that the Kisei Kivodecha was defined before Purim time. So by Malik also. Right. So because Malik represented that there's no Hashmachal Pratis, that Hashem, you know, that the world is by nature. So with that, but a bracha on going to the bathroom, which is so gashmi and so mundane.
Yes, and many pshatim say taka. Many pshatim say, "What does it mean the kisei?" A person thinks that God is he's in the world. He's taka all over the place. But you know, when in the bathroom, he doesn't go to the bathroom. He mentioned not doesn't come with you into the bathroom. God's in the bathroom too, chatkein. He knows what's going on there too. There's halachas in the bathroom. How a person has to do things. It's not just I go to the bathroom. God's already. Time out. You know, he's not here. You know, we have the song, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. It's machoikis,
kiveh. You know, Hashem is mezuzah around the bathroom door.
We don't put a mezuzah because there is an aspect of it that we discussed in the earlier. Shabura says it's mius. There's a concept that's we take together the gadara gashmi and gadara ruchni, and we know gadara gashmi, gadara teva, it's inherently something that's mius. It's something that's not pleasant, it's gadara mius, inherently. So we don't put a mezuzah on halachically, and even it says, it's brought down to the Mishabur talks about that, even if it's prepared, even before it's actually used even. But we say that's going to be a basic kisei, it already has tumen there, close to basic merakats, Mishabur says, but that's his explanation. So, to understand, it's mind-boggling of what we're saying over here, of what the kisei is, and what the understanding is, and what we're really supposed to take out of this bracha. I mean, it's such a powerful bracha to understand. And it says in the Levush, in Yonah l'shabeach as Hashem Yisbarach sheberonu v'sham lonu kiyum b'tevenu aydei amaychal amishle v'koya adochas hamaysaris aydei asis trochim. He says it's more simple pshah that we have to thank the Baruch Hashem that we're able to go to the bathroom, we're able to eat and drink and then get rid of the bad stuff. And the Drisha says, "We come nichla by haydah abrias apeh shayyode nuchla daber lebarach lebarach shemay gadol." Included in this, we're thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom, we're able to go to the bathroom and we're able to eat and drink. We're also thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom al hapeh abrias apeh of the creation of the mouth. Va'al kein hikedem esachal abrachas. This is the first of all the brachas. He says, it says in the Rekeach. The Rebbeinu Shalom created, he took dirt, adama, earth from the ground, and mayim. It's brought down in Megillah Sefer. Adam is the Rosh HaTevis, Efer, Dam, and Mara. Ashes, blood, and bile. Remesh is boiling in Adam, Inyan, as he is struck, my Ebesefer is Gavachach Masai. A person should never become a big shot. A person should know, Adam is Efer, Dam, and Mara. You're nothing. Where are you going to end up? Don't become a big shot. It says in the Bechachma, he brias Adam Chachma in the floor, he should call Ebe ve Ebe yesh betzorech miyuchad. He will all yesh in Farshim Bechachma, she would chil tikim zanosh Adam Acha Baro Adam, what's that called Mucham Bishviloi. Like we explained, that the Rebbeinu Shalom made it that first everything was created in this world, there should be food for man, and then man was created. Luchol Ela Perushim Kol Le Ela Yitzir Se Adam, Yishar Yom Dikoy Ala Hemsho, She Baro Yisir Bechachma, She Yish Bein Akavim, Bala Pikeim Ruchim Mishnayash Bekebo Yikid Lalan. That was re-explained. And it's brought down in the Riba Yekar, he says like this, why is there a Kefil Haloshim? Like we explained before as well. Ba'al ha'yis ha'ribuyim, or ba'al ramash kol echad ha'imidlim lecham yuchad, shadem ha'malach machz chaver. Aside from what we said, we explained before, Shem Shimon Schwab, that every Eivet gets its own substance. He says there's a different part that you have to chap. You have to chap a Mary Digazach, that what? That every single organ, every single part of the body has a separate function. It's not, I don't know what the function is, each one knows exactly what it has to do. Nikovim, nikovim. Each and every, we have to make them miyuchad. Each one gets its own, knows its own, knows what it has to do. And we'll end with, it says in the Siddur Tefillah Moshe from the Ramak. He says, Golu v'yadul t'nechisei chavidach. Neshedova ze'enem e'abu for samois. Ki yishal adam, lama barachas barachas adam b'teva ze. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom create man with this teva that he has to go to the bathroom? V'loi barab oifesh afili yipasecha. He says, yisasev echam and akal. Yuchal eskayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom made it that if anything wrong would be opened or closed, the person would die. A tshuva of neshal adam hu dugma yoyna. A person is a dugma, he's a dugma of a yoyna, of above. V'mishal lama hu kach hu dugma yoyna. Neshiva ze golu the whole point when we say Asher Yotzar and we say Nikovim is that we have to realize that we're a Dover Gashmi, we should never become a big shot. We go to the bathroom, we have refuge, we have to get rid of it. But you know something? There's a part of us, we're above. There's a Neshama Yon, there's Nikovim down here and the Nikovim of Ruchni is. We have to focus on what our capabilities are and what we can become.